It's always great spending Sunday morning with you here on Health Empowerment on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver. And our motto, the same as with our sponsors from Omira Health Center, we want you to take control of your health with natural solutions, because all you have to lose are the side effects, they say. And Omira Health Center will be opening the full clinic in July. The telephone number is 604-983-HEAL, 604-983-4325. You'll need that number for later when we have our promotional pack giveaway. And a little later on, we'll also have Croft's Natural Health News of the Week, which has to do with the vaccine that is going to be distributed to young women here in British Columbia to try to stop cervical cancer down the road. There's some problems with that, and Croft will explain that for you a little bit later on. Hyperbaric oxygen therapy, because we're giving away a couple of sessions, what do you know, and why is it becoming so much more popular, Croft?
Well, for one thing, oxygen is antiviral. And so people who have chronic viral infections would benefit from hyperbaric oxygen. You're looking at atmospheric pressures of 1.5 to 2 times normal atmospheric pressure, which is about 15 pounds per square inch. You thereby saturate the fluids in the body as well as the cells with oxygen. And so that's one thing we really need. I mean, you can get by without food for maybe a month or two or three. I've heard some people do that, like the Black American Dick Gregory, who was noted for his long fasts and knowing what he was about to get away with it. You can only get by without water within a matter of a few days, but only a few minutes and you're dead without oxygen. That's what breathing is all about. And a lot of people are shallow breathers as it is. They don't breathe enough. And truly, oxygen is part of the breath of life. And they have had terrific experience using a hyperbaric oxygen. That's, you're in a tank, a pressurized tank, where it's almost pure oxygen. And it's great for treating metabolic diseases like cancer, people who have diabetic neuropathy, where they're threatened with amputation because the circulation is not getting to the feet or to the nerves. You're getting neuropathy, retinopathy, so it's good for diabetic induced blindness. It's amazing what you can do with this therapy, and fortunately, Omira Clinic has access to hyperbaric oxygen facilities, and so people can have that opportunity. And I would say anybody who has the opportunity to access the hyperbaric therapy, they're making a mistake if they don't do so.
Does it help with inflammation, swelling?
Inflammation and swelling, infections, and so on. I'm surprised, for instance, hospitals don't use it in dealing with flesh-eating disease, for instance, which is a real problem with these antibiotic-resistant bacteria that can be so deadly.
Is it true that in Germany, hyperbaric oxygen therapy is used primarily after stroke, like right away?
Oh, very important. Not only after stroke, but it can be used after spinal cord injury as well, and to help mitigate that if they do it within about a half an hour or less. It's fantastic. It's also great for dealing with autism and cerebral palsy. Some other disease conditions seem to respond to it as well. It's just so numerous to mention, really. And of course, if it does all that, things are super good to be true. Well, I'm glad to inform you that it is true, and it's good.
Well, an oxygen can't be patented, right?
No, well, that's the other thing. And of course, just like vitamins cannot be patented. And so, and of course, our big friends in Big Pharma are running out of molecules to manipulate to patent, and they're running into trouble because people are suing now because of damage from some of these drugs, big time.
Is this one of the things that you may think is behind Bill C-51?
Absolutely, yes. And this is obviously Big Pharma's behind it. Unfortunately, we have a health minister who has been very, very friendly to the pharmaceutical companies. When he was Health Minister of Ontario, he happened to have a 25% interest in a pharmaceutical company. And I think even though he might be divested of his or at arm's length from these funds now, you can't tell me that he has, shall we say, homesickness.
Croft Woodruff is here. You're listening to Health Empowerment on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver, brought to you by Omira Health Center, 604-983-HEAL, 604-983-4325. Thrilled to have you along each and every Sunday at this time. Just back to oxygen therapy and hyperbaric oxygen therapy. What about combining it with other therapies? Well, you know, orthomolecular medicine, for example.
Well, absolutely, because orthomolecular, ortho means the right, and molecular means the molecule, the right molecule. And that's really what vitamins and minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids, that's what these are all about. And you find many, many conditions that people are suffering from are because they're missing some important factor in their diet that they need to correct. And there are some people who have inborn errors of metabolism because genetically they have a higher requirement for certain nutrients like niacin, and schizophrenia is a perfectly good example. We know, for instance, when the victims of World War II Japanese prisoner war camps, our soldiers who were in these prisoner of war camps in Japan and they were came back to Canada, they were very healthy when they went into the army, but when they came out of those prisoner of war camps, they now had acquired errors of metabolism. That meant they had a requirement for higher amounts of nutrients than what a normal diet would normally provide them. This was the great work of Dr. Abram Hoffer, who's now in his 90s and discovered all of this way back in the late 1940s and 50s as a biochemist. He's a PhD in biochemistry, and then he went and got his medical degree. And the unfortunate part of it, here is a man who has done a major amount of work in the last part of the 20th century and now into the 21st century, still going strong, and he is a man without honor in his own country. It's just criminal that our governments haven't got the intestinal fortitude to give him the recognition that he deserves, at least in Order of Canada.
He's Croft Woodruff, and it's time for Croft's Natural Health News of the Week. And the provincial government has decided that it wants to protect our young women from cervical cancer, a great idea in theory. What's the problem, though, with the particular medication that they want to...
Well, first of all, it's a vaccine the tests that they used, they had aluminum in the placebo. Aluminum is a neurotoxin, and it can mask side effects in the vaccine. It would be interesting to know how much aluminum is in this vaccine. The fact that they had it in the placebo gives a lie to the claim that it was a placebo-controlled study. And more important is this, that they've only studied this vaccine for about 3 or maybe 4 years. It takes 15 to 20 years for a single cancer-causing or carcinogenic insult, whether it's a virus or whether it's some chemical or something else, to manifest as a detectable tumor. So how can they say in the last 3 or 4 years that this thing has been tested that they can actually prevent cervical cancer? And of course, we're already getting reports about children, young women of grade 6 age and older, having serious repercussions, neurological effects, paralysis, serious paralysis, blackouts, hospitalization in the United States, in Australia, where it was introduced last fall. Very bad news. And I have to really ask question the competence of our health officials that they would put this thing out in the market so quickly like that. And of course, the big scandals, you see a Merck spokesman actually acting as a shill on behalf of Health Canada, right on with CBC. Unbelievable. It's outrageous. It's a conflict of interest here.
And it's made by...
Merck. Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, Merck was cited just recently for having unsanitary manufacturing practices at their main vaccine manufacturing plant, where they make Gardasil and where they make other childhood vaccines like the MMR and the measles, mumps, rubella. That's the MMR. And, of course, the diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus vaccines, of which they've had a lot of problems with, and they don't like to admit it. Oh, yes. In the United States, the government has put through legislation which means you cannot sue Merck if you are injured or a family member suffers death as a result of the vaccine. Why? Because Merck and its other companion vaccine manufacturers cannot get any liability insurance. If an insurance company won't cover liability for vaccine injury or damage or death, then that tells you how safe the vaccine really is. And our politicians need to be held to account for approving this kind of corruption.
There you go. Croft's Natural Health News of the Week. Now our Health Empowerment Promotional Pack, giving away a free organ scan and the interpretation with Dr. Steve, and a free hyperbaric session for yourself and a friend. That's a $325 value, all for you, for the first 20 callers. All you have to do is call right now, 604-983-HEAL. Call O'Meara Health Center, 604-983-4325. And if you get the busy signal, try again, because it takes a while to answer those calls. Visit O'Meara.ca. Fight Bill C-51. Croft, thank you very much. We'll see you in a week.
See you, Peter.
This has been Health Empowerment, and you are listening to 1410, The Buzz of Vancouver.